So basically, what do I have in store for to you guys today? I got kind of like a little some, you know? I got a little some. I just got a quick, none too crazy, none too wild, but kind of like a shaper of the type of music you might be hearing on this show. Because today is the first show of semester two, or I guess term two. And I don't know how many of you guys know who I am. I don't know how many of you guys are consistent listeners. I don't know anything. Still no news on the new motto. Nothing at all. Have not even thought about it once. For all you loyal listeners out there, the people who are shocked that I'm back, finally. The motto you guys already knew were lay down laurier, where cool tunes meet cool vibes or some chill vibes. I don't know. I don't really like it anymore. You know, I got to change that. That is the name of the show, Lay Down Laurier, by the way, you guys, just for all y'all who don't know. Yeah, for the people who actually are tuning in for the first time, actually, my bad. That's the name of the show, Lay Down Laurier. Basically, my job is to make you guys a groove and make you guys want to schnooze, you know, just a quick little relax or just expression after a whole day's worth of hard work and labor, you know. I mean, like, I can't even blame you guys. School's starting it, like, I don't know what it is about second semester, but I just feel like it's been like the ball started rolling and it just jumped. You know what I mean? We're already almost closer. Well, midterms aren't for like another like minute, but it's still kind of like stressing. I don't know. Like, I feel like midterms are like right now, you know? I don't know. So I was talking to someone, they were talking to me about midterms, and I was like, bro, why are we talking about midterms? School just started. And it's like, no, actually, it's been 3 weeks. And I'm like, oh, I'm cooked. First year is almost done. For you guys who don't know, I am a first year student at Laurier. I am a communications major. If you guys see me, you guys see a fella walking around with some cool jeans, I don't know, say hi. For all you guys who want to meet me, I guess. I don't know. Do I have fans? I hope so. If you are a fan, make sure to add laydownlaurier25 on Instagram, because you know, you guys aren't clearly locked in with me enough, and you guys should definitely get back locked in with me, you know? You guys should definitely, like, I don't know, add it up and make sure to keep updated, you know? It's hard work, you know? It's hard work being a radio show host, you know? A lot of people call it a podcast. A lot of people call it a live stream. And, I mean, technically it's a bit of both, I guess, but I don't know. I don't have the heart to tell people, actually, it's a radio show. Got it right. Because also, I'm not going to be like picky about it. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you're tuning in, I'm happy, you know? If you're happy, I'm happy, you know? You know what they say? Happy viewer, happy life. Yeah. I'm a funny guy. I'm a real, real funny guy. I don't know. That's the second sigh I've done in 10 minutes. Not even. It's actually been 4. But yeah, no, second sigh I've done in a minute. In 4 minutes, sorry. And I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of the size. No more size, guys. Can you tell these shows are completely unscripted? And it's exactly why you guys should stay, because I am 100% off the dome, okay? If you're laughing right now, imagine how much you'd be laughing if you had met me. Exactly why you should stay. Actually, you guys will be having the opportunity to stop by, say hi, and meet me. I will be boothing for Radio Laurier sometime soon, just for a little sneak peek for you guys. But we will be doing some boothing soon, really, really, really soon. So make sure to stay tuned for that. You know, you can stop by, say hi to me, say hi to other people who are part of the show. It'd be pretty sick to get some of y'all out there. And I don't know, maybe some of you guys have ideas for shows of your own. Who knows? But if you are interested, please text Radio Laurier. Just the station manager, he'll hit you back up and be like, we got space. Because trust me, guys, that's nothing. That's literally all we have is space. Space. And we need as many people as we can. So if you are tuning in thinking, I want a show, don't be afraid to just ask. Or ask me, and then I can get you in touch with the radio manager at laydownlaurier25. Another shameless plug. No, because actually, though, if you guys don't add it, then it's like, what's the point of listening? No, I'm joking. The point is that you guys want to hear me talk. But no, like, if you guys add it, you guys could send song requests. Hopefully in the future, I'm hoping you guys can start calling. I've been saying that for the past 6 months, and how much progress has been done on it? Who knows? You guys won't know. I'm not gonna disclose secrets like that. But yeah, no, you guys will be able to hopefully call in one day, and it'd be pretty sick to get you guys' messages. Or maybe you guys could send voice messages, and I might play them live. Who knows? If they're approved. By me. Yeah. I make sure to check every single comment, you guys. Every single post, I check it, okay? Last week, I went to, not last week, 2 weeks ago, I went to a hardcore punk show. It was actually a benefit show for the people at 100 Vic, or for y'all who don't know, 100 Victoria Street. This is a really, really important subject I've been going on and on and on to all my friends about. In Kitchener-Waterloo, there's a GO train station, and there is an encampment for people who are currently houseless. And what essentially the rundown is that the Waterloo Regional Council wants to evict these people. Now, I don't know what your opinions are on this. My personal opinions, not in relation to Radio Laurier whatsoever, okay? But my opinions on this specific thing, me, Gabe, my personal opinion, that is a big no-no, especially given the circumstances. I don't know. They're not set to be evicted until April 1st. That is the recent amendment that got passed. But personally, in my opinion, I don't think that's cool. And I don't think that the solution for homelessness is more homelessness. Now, this is up to the beholder. But for you guys who caught my show during the wintertime, there is not a lot of shelter for these people, man. For these people, by the way. And so what'll end up happening probably is that people might be displaced, and some of them might not be able to live through the winter because, I don't know, it's a little chilly out, you guys. And I know I said April 1st, but, I mean, given this flimsy, floppy weather, who knows? But, yeah, no, that's just a little sum-sum for the locals who want to know about it. So I went to the show for that, and the money raised went to that. I felt really good about it. It was a pretty good show, and it was actually my first show, and I was like, wow, that was quite spectacular. It did not mosh. Next time, there will be some mosh-inducing movements, okay? It is definitely the motives. Maybe I might catch some of you guys at these shows. Who knows? I hope so. I'd actually really love to meet my viewers who I don't actively currently talk to on a day-to-day basis, because you guys are special. You guys are listening to me without feeling obligated. Because there's no personal relationship. You know, there's nothing. You don't know me. I don't know you. You guys are choosing to be here. And I love that. I love that. I love that. Okay. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. You guys keep me going. Keep me going every day, you know. But we're going to get started on the show today because I do have a little sum packed. There are some songs that I've definitely played before. A lot of them are very important to me. And some of them are just songs that I found recently. And I'm going to talk about them a little bit, because that's what I do on here. I entertain you, and I talk until way, 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 way in the deep hours of the night. And hopefully you guys love it, and hopefully some of you guys might get some relaxment out of it, or some sort of expression. I don't know. I say relaxant or relaxation. But yeah, no, like, I don't know what the word, I guess, would be, but I say that a lot. But I play some heavy music, I guess. Like, I play some loud music. So, really, your definition of what relaxation is, I guess, is really up to the beholder. Actually, technically, it's up to me. I think the song I'm going to be playing first, is a really good example of it. Because it is not necessarily the most quiet song ever. The one and only Dance by ECG. That was Dance by ECG, if you couldn't tell. A lot of dancing is involved with that song. And that's what I mean. I don't know exactly if you'd consider this relaxing music, but I definitely would. Relaxing in the sense where it's like you're getting your groove on and you're pretty happy. And mainly just that. Yeah, just happy that class is over for the day. And that tomorrow's going to be Friday. It doesn't matter if it's Friday, though, because this entire week felt like a Friday. I don't know. Classes got canceled quite consistently, actually. And it was quite lovely. It was definitely an experience that I needed, you know, just a week off from school unprompted because of this great Canadian weather. Who would have known that I would have lost about $400 because of this weather? Each class being 150, that's 3 days worth of class? 4 days? I don't even know math. That's why I'm not a math major, guys. That's why I'm a communications major. Yeah, I know. That's a lot of money. Lots of money that I missed out on because of the weather. And the same thing happened last week. I had a whole full early weekend, you know? And I mean, like, what are the teachers going to do? You know what I mean? Like, they're teachers. Or, sorry, professors. Oh, my bad. Like, what are they going to do? They can't change the weather. They can't predict it either. They don't got, like, a secret machine, you know? But it still kind of sucks because it's still a lot of money and a lot of effort that I could have been putting in. And I just didn't do it because of the weather. Not because I'm lazy or anything. Not at all. But, yeah, no. That was dance. And I personally, it's not a niche song by any means. It's been featured heavily in a lot of movies. And its importance is really, 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 like, its cultural importance, I guess, would be really, like, noticeable if you are a fan of film because of how many times it's been used. It's a good blend of, like, electric, like obviously, like, there's some funk and rock in there. But there's also a lot of, like, computerized, like, sounds. There's a lot of producing that's going into it. It's a blend between hip-hop and like funk, and I think it's quite lovely, you know. I'm a big rock fan, if you guys couldn't tell. Well, actually, maybe you guys, some of you guys can't tell, you know. This is your first time listening to the show, so I mean, like, how would you guys know, right? Like, you guys, it's not like you guys know me personally, again. But yeah, no, I am a big fan of rock. This show is going to be primarily consisting of rock, but it's going to have a few hits, you know, some pop, you know, pop rock sprinkled in here and there, you know, mainly punk, you know, mainly punk, but that's mainly because of what I listen to. But who knows? I have a long list of music, okay? And it spans about 3 years of, like, listening time. So we're just going to have to sit there and listen to it all because I chose to, no, because you guys are choosing to tune in. Thank you again. But yeah, that was Dance by ECG. This next song is one that I heard recently. I hope you guys like it. I thought it was pretty interesting. I've never really heard of it before. I've never even heard the band. It's kind of a good signifier of kind of like the turn that I'm doing in terms of like my music journey. For all of you guys don't know, I have like had a big musical journey. And I think everybody does, you know what I mean? You start off as a kid listening to whatever your dad, mom and dad played, and then you get a little bit embarrassed about showing your parents this hit song by Fueled by Ramen. I hope you guys know that reference. And then, like, you're just listening to that, and then you're like, wait, I actually have a brain. And then you start listening to more music, and then you're like, wait a minute, why am I embarrassed about this? And then you just keep on listening to music and music. And that's just how it goes for a lot of people, except for some people who are boring and they don't like music. I don't think there's such thing as, I don't think there are people who don't like music, you know? I think you have to like a music at some point in your life, you know? Like, as a kid, like, you're like on that, I don't know. What's a kid song? Oh, why am I blanking? Why am I blanking? Maybe because I'm not a kid. Maybe because I'm a grown adult and I'm not going to sing you guys a kid song on air. Who do you guys think I am? But yeah, no. I'm just going to skip that bit entirely because it was not planned out at all. And it just it's not going anywhere. I'm just going to hit you guys with a new good song. This is Inner London Violence by Bad Manners. That was Inner London Violence by Bad Manners. I've never actually listened to that song before. Apart from last night when I was concocting up this crazy beautiful playlist. I did not get put on by anyone, by the way, before anybody tries to get credit. I did that. I put myself on. That was Inner London Violence by Bad Manners. Honestly, the lyrics are fire. Honestly, I do have to say. And obviously it's ska. Who doesn't love a little bit of ska? I'm not necessarily like a big, big ska guy. At least I wasn't, but I'm starting to like get it. You know, I'm like really getting into it recently. I mean, like, how do you like punk music and not like ska, you know? I mean, like, actually, no, I do understand it. But I will say that, you know, they're kind of side by side with each other, you know? Not even kind of, they are. They just are. But that was Inner London Violence by Bad Manners. I don't have too much to say. I just really, really liked it. I have to like kind of load it into my brain, you know, analyze it in my brain a little bit before I give it like a proper like, oh, this is like a 10 out of 10. This is like, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. You know what I mean? Even though that's technically my freaking job. I just need time to do it, guys. Okay, please stop pressuring me. But no, I do really like the drums. The drums are probably something that I noticed the most. I thought that the beat reminded me of something similar to like The Clash, which kind of makes sense. But like, I don't know. I really like The Clash too, you know. They're pretty freaking fire. I mean, like the songs that I do know, then that's not many. But the drums really reminded me of The Clash. And overall, the vibe of it was really Clash-like too, I will say. I don't know if The Clash came before or after these guys, but it just really reminded me of like Rock the Casbah, you know what I mean? Like it's definitely like on the same wavelength in my opinion. And the lyrics are on point as well. I'm not going to get into them. But if you like the song, maybe check it out. That was Inner London Violence, Bad Manners, and check it out for yourself. I'm not going to get into them just because I don't have the time to do that. And also, I just don't feel like doing it. I just kind of want to get to the next song tonight. You know, I just want to skip on by that one, okay? This next song is one that I definitely can talk about, okay? And it's something I will talk about. I recently had a conversation with someone about nu metal, and I hope that person's listening. They're very special to me. We were having a conversation, and I feel like once they hear this song, if they are listening, they'll kind of get what I was saying about nu metal. Personally, I'm not a big nu metal guy, you know? It doesn't kill me, and I feel like, I think I definitely have said this before to at least some of the people listening, and to just the show in general. I feel like it really, like, dumbed down what rock was supposed to be, and all the work that was being done by people like the Germs and, like, I don't freaking know. I don't want to say some of these names because I don't know, like, I know them, but I don't want them to, like, I don't want to get in trouble, you know? Like, I don't want to get in trouble by the radio show company. But, you know, like, Bad Brains, you know, they're also really, like, all the work done by those people, like, those groups, like, the punk groups and stuff, just gets really reworked. And, like, it's just not, I don't know, it just gets really dumbed down and diluted once we get to, like, nu metal for the most part. But I will say that there's a lot of nu metal bands that were doing the opposite of what the other ones were doing and continuing the legacy of like punk rock and like the punk rock values. This next song is near and dear to my heart and I'll explain why after it, but I hope you can kind of understand and see what I'm talking about when I say that this group is not like the other nu metal groups. This is Control Machete with Humanos Mexicanos. That was Humanos Mexicanos by the one and only Control Machete. And I feel like if you are a Spanish speaker, you can see a lot of pride in being Mexican within the song. I mean, obviously, the song's called Humanos Mexicanos. But, like, my dad put me onto that song. My dad put me onto that song, which is why I love it so much. But also, genuinely, like, the feeling, the vibe, the beats, it's, in my opinion, the most perfect nu metal song I've ever listened to, apart from maybe, like, Pistol Grip by Rage Against the Machine, which my brother put me onto that one. You know, a whole family of musicians. Wow, wow, wow. But no, genuinely, like, Humanos Mexicanos by Control Machete. I feel like that group in general is just really, like, obviously, I guess, like, maybe it won't be, like, so, like, upfront, but they played a big part in the whole nu metal scene in general. Latin Americans in general, not just Latin Americans, but Latino people, they played a big part in the development of not just nu metal, but also punk music. I forget their names, but the song Demoler was a really, 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 really big, like, it was important because it kind of brought the whole idea of destroying stuff to the whole punk scene. And then we have Control Machete bringing their sound, and they kind of, like, push that whole like raps, like the rap vibe, like harder into the nu metal scene. From what my understanding is, they're one of the first few groups that kind of pioneered the sound, and they did it great. You guys should definitely check them out. Genuinely, just one of the most, I think they're top 10 for me, honestly, because I think the fact that my dad put me onto them and the fact that like they hold a cultural significance to me and they hold a cultural significance to a lot of people. And not just because I'm Mexican, but just because of the values that it has or the values that it continues to perpetuate, like a pride in being someone who isn't white necessarily, or a pride in being someone who is a person of color who comes from, I don't come from another country, but my parents do. And there's still some pride I feel in that because it's like, well, I'm a first generation immigrant, you know what I mean? And that's pretty important. But enough of that song. The next song is one that I don't know if I love it or if I just don't love it as much as the reprisal version, because it has a reprise, But I just can't tell if I love this version or the other version more. I'm going to play both versions. It's more of a summer song, I'd say. I just feel like the band is just a summer song, and you guys will definitely see what I mean. This is What I Got by the one and only Sublime. That was What I Got by the one and only Sublime, guys. I can't speak. Jesus Christ. No, guys, genuinely, I really am a big fan of the sound effects that are included within that song. I think that there's a part where it goes, and I'm pretty sure, I can't be certain, that is a sound effect that comes directly from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. But I feel like I love the inclusion of, like, there's, like, I love the fact that it's a blend between an instrumental, like an acoustic song, and then halfway through, it just switches directly into, like, a more rap, like, hip-hop vibe. And it's just, like, oh, it, I mean, it's Sublime. Ah, ha, 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 hardy, har, har, har. I'm such a funny guy. But that was What I Got by Sublime. Their entire discography is really much like for the beach, but I feel like it's really good to hear that song specifically because it's one of their few songs that isn't like specifically like beach related. You definitely would listen to it then, but it's, for me, it's just like an all year round type of song. It just makes me so happy to hear it, and it really brings my mood up, you know what I mean? And I hope it brought your guys' moods up. This next song is also going to bring your moods up. It is one of my personal favorite bands and probably one of my personal favorite songs of all time as well. This is a Once in a Lifetime, but the one and only Talking Heads. Is it in fact same as it ever was? Was it? Is it? Is it? Who knows? I don't know. Do you know? Honestly, one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life. It talks about the pleasures or displeasures of conformity and the fact that the system is built to drown you, essentially. And you are wasting your time in the pursuit of money. Pursue the things that make you happy, and hopefully the money will follow. Raw. Okay. No, but actually this money-centric system and world that we live in is not the motives, guys. Live for happiness and don't live for the other dollar, man. And you might call me lazy, and I will agree to that. I will say that I am extremely lazy. I'm probably one of the most lazy people I've ever met. But that doesn't take away from the certainty and the truth of what I just said. The fact that we as humans have developed such an ungodly importance towards a physical object that is money, and the fact that all we do is like chase it. It's just like, it's disgusting, I will say. And I think that the song really, really does a great way of subtly, like, what's the good word of saying it? What's a good word? Or like displaying that, I guess, or kind of critiquing it. I didn't even like I thought it was just a random bunch of words, man. And like, you could definitely say to some degree is that, I mean, like, I forget the guy's name, but the lead singer for the Talking Heads was one kooky guy, and he still is, but he's probably one of my most favorite musicians of all time. Honestly, I like the fact that he's got his own mojo going, you know. And I mean, like, to be fair, there's also some truth in saying that that's just my personal interpretation of the song. And I can say that, yeah, I my personal biases definitely are changing maybe a little bit the way I'm seeing it. But, like, what is same as it ever was means? And also, what was it? River Flowing? I don't even know. The entire album's great, and the entire Stop Making Sense of Film is also spectacular. One of the first few, like, concert films. I want to say it's more of like a film concert, though, because it's not like, I don't know, the vibe it has and the way it captures the concert is just not necessarily like, it's not like the Eras Tour movie, I guess. I haven't watched it. I don't know. I don't like Taylor Swift too much. Pop is good music. Pop can be good music, but does it make the world go round? Oh, sorry. No. What was it? The quote. I came up with this quote, actually. Pop music makes the world go round, but does it nothing for it. And I stick to that. I think that Taylor Swift does nothing for the world, but she does keep us dancing. You know what I mean? But like, it doesn't do like the Stop Making Sense concert movie, I guess. It doesn't do what normally, like, I want to say, like, most concert movies do, where it's just, like, a recording, literally just a recording of a show. No, it's, like, its own, like, personal, like, thing, you know what I mean? It's, like, it was his own personal passion project, I'd say. And I don't know the lore of it behind it too much. But, I mean, like, I get that from the song, you know what I mean? That's what I personally get from the song. But I don't know. You could probably disagree with me, and that's completely fair. And you might have a brighter opinion than mine. But that's just, like, your own opinion, man. So, like, buzz off. You're not, like, the radio show host right now. If you want to talk about it on your own show. I don't know. This next song is one by one of my most favorite, like, current most favorite, like, singers. She's pretty spectacular, and she finds a way to find the music and everything. This is Bjork. This is Venus as a Boy by Bjork. That was Venus as a Boy by the one and only Bjork. This water bottle is music. Guys, I freaking love... Oh, that's way too high. My bad, guys. I hope I didn't burst your eardrums. No, I love Bjork. I love Bjork. I feel like her voice, and it's just like probably one of the most spectacular, like, voices I've ever heard. Spectacular, la 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 la. Spectacular. Sensational. Oh, hell no. No, I'm cooked. Her voice is just spectacular. Genuinely, like, I don't think I've heard a voice, like, that strong in, like, ever. I don't know. Maybe I'm glazing a little bit too much, but I just feel like her music's very her own, and she's one of those people who, like, knows what she's making, and she makes it, and she doesn't give a fuck, and she beats the shit out of paparazzi, which is high-key valid. Like, I don't know. I love Bjork. And I definitely do recommend you guys check her out. My personal favorite is Human Behavior, but Venus as a Boy is just like a classic. It's like such a good introduction to Bjork, and just like the type of music you're going to be listening if you listen to her. She's not niche by any means, like, at all, but she's like, she's spectacular. It is 11:01, sadly. And for all you loyal listeners out there, you guys know what it means. It means that this show is coming to a close. This was the first show of semester two. Or term two, depending on, I guess, like, for like term two for me, guys. I'm dying over here. Can you tell? Yeah, no, it was the first show. Went smoothly, I hope, you guys. If you guys want to continue listening to more, please, or if you guys want to request a song, or if you guys want to call in or send a voice message and get it played live, hit up Laydown Laurier 25 and just text, shoot a text. Gonna respond. I read all the messages. Remember, guys, it's Lay Down Laurier 25. As is customary, I play one more song to just tune you guys out. But before I do, I need to really talk about this song a little bit. This last term, I met a really amazing group of people, and I got put onto this song by a really, really chill guy. You guys know him. His name is Ian. He was a show host, or not a show host, he was a guest. And we hope to have him back one day. Genuinely, one of the most beautiful songs I've heard. I keep saying the word beautiful. Jesus Christ, it's starting to wear thin. But genuinely such a just a gorgeous song that I'm going to be playing. Well, actually, before I go, I do actually want to say some few things. Thanks for coming back, you guys. I know I keep kind of prolonging this. The ending's always so, so hard. No, but actually, I do want to say thank you guys for tuning in. It's been a great show, and I hope you guys come back next time. This is Escape is at Hand for the Traveling Man by the Tragically Hip. Good night, Laurier.